this is the real intro now.
It's the intro, guys. It's the intro.
Yay!
With Homero. And featuring, or maybe not featuring, Crystal. Okay.
Hi, guys. It was Mother's Day yesterday, so what did you guys do for Mother's Day? Also, by the way, we finally have Crystal again.
Sort of.
And hi, Crystal.
Hey.
So what did you do for Mother's Day?
We're planning for Mother's Day. We always plan to make food. It's like the one day that my mom's not supposed to cook, so we're doing that. I don't know what we're making. My sister knows, I assume. She's the one who knows how to cook. I don't. The only one besides my mom in my family.
Oh, nice. Yeah, for Mother's Day, well, because it's Ramadan for us right now, she's not going to eat anyway, but we're planning on getting Hakka Chinese food because we didn't have that in ages. So break our fast and then have Hakka Chinese because it's so good. It's so good. And the place I get it from was closed down, and they opened up on Friday. So.
Oh, that's exciting.
I know. But every year, I usually get a plant, whether it's an outdoor plant or an indoor plant or like a book. Well, no, I don't normally get a bouquet just because they only last a week and then they start to smell pretty bad.
Okay. Yeah. Never really thought of that.
They somehow start to smell. I don't know. Does that happen to you guys?
We don't get plants. Our plants die.
I'm dead. Whoa.
My mom doesn't even like flowers.
We grew watermelon, I think 2 years ago. I actually lasted, but like they were like a hand size, but we had cantaloupe, which was fine. Cucumbers, they're easy to grow too. Mint, oh my god. If you plant a mint, do it in like a closed container area because these things are like weed and they spread and they come back. Well, they come back every year, but they just come back with like two more like lots of mint. But yeah, mint is easy to grow.
Yeah, we tried that. Did not happen. We tried tomatoes too. Nope.
Okay, that's probably not gonna happen.
100% didn't happen.
That was Canadian weather.
Yeah, but we did it during the summer.
True, still, but like, no. I don't even think it's mango season. Is it mango season? Like, I mean, it is in the summer, but like, I feel like it's in the summer of like a.
Not mango, tomato, man.
Pardon?
Tomatoes.
Oh, I heard mango. Wow. Okay, then. I feel stupid. But, yeah, tomatoes? Really?
Yeah, tomatoes.
They didn't grow?
Like,
they're the easy
one plant. We grew, like, a ton. Only one, like, maybe. Oh, okay. Maybe, like, two or three tomatoes.
Wow.
And then we gave up.
Another thing, like, I remember when we were kids in school, and, like, this is, like, elementary days, when your teacher just gets, or actually daycare or kindergarten, it might be, like, much, where we all gather up with all these, like, arts and craft tools and make a whole, like, handmade card for the mom and dad for Father's Day. But yeah, we used to do that, and there used to be like these heart candies, especially for Mother's Day, that we would stick onto the card so they have a treat when we give it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do that anymore.
I do sometimes. I haven't really, but like some like I used to make a card like every single year, even for like not even my mother. Like some people we just invite for Mother's Day because their family isn't in the country or something. So then I make Mother's Day cards for them as well. It was
Oh,
like
that's sweet. I actually went to, this is like a few years back. One of my brother's friends at that time, he invited us to his house, and it was like a Mother's Day party, and it was like, bring your mom. And he also said to send a picture of the mom beforehand to make like some sort of gift hamper with the picture for each mother. And then at the party, they were giving it out like a prize, but at the end, every mom got one. But it was like you play a game and you get a prize and stuff like that. I like personally, I feel like we should all celebrate Mother's Day slash Father's Day every single day.
Well, of course. That's too sweet, though. We're never going to do that.
Is true. It's like, so it's so sad that we need a specific day to show our love and care, but
I mean, yeah, we should be doing that more often, definitely.
yeah. You know, do they have a Children's Day? Because I feel like we don't get appreciated.
There is a Children's Day. I feel like it
No
just
one celebrates
passed.
that. Is it supposed to be our birthday? Like, oh.
No, it's like an actual Children's Day. I swear there is.
The fact that no one celebrates that is sad.
Yeah, it is. I feel like some people do actually. Friday, November 20th. In Canada,
Wow.
at least. That was close to your birthday,
My birthday's in October.
man.
That's okay.
It's still close. I
It
just
is.
remember it's around
I'll
that
allow it.
area.
It's the start of October, but I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the other stuff. Well, because this is posted a day after, and we recorded this before, the other things, if you've already missed Mother's Day and you didn't do anything for your mom, well, you can, like most of the nurseries right now are doing roadside pickups and stuff. Some might even let you in, like limited people in. So go grab a plant. If your mom does not like flowers and plants, then you could make a handmade card. You could buy her food, buy her favorite meal, or cook it yourself, or do an activity where you both are participating, whether that's painting or cooking, again.
You know what
But
my mom loves the most?
what?
Cleaning.
Cleaning. Oh yes, maybe you should do some chores, people. We should do chores to show our appreciation. Let them sit back and relax while we do the vacuum and the mopping and whatever is there. Another thing is if your mom watches a lot of TV shows, just sit back and watch the TV show with her, even if it's an awful TV show. Watch it. Spend
Yeah.
some quality time.
Exactly. I think that's what moms appreciate the most, quality time, right?
Yeah. And if she's tired of being at home, take her on a long drive if you can drive. Because I think that's allowed. Is it allowed? For now, at least. I don't
I
know what
mean,
the
if you're
government
not
is.
going out. Technically,
Yeah, like what if you're just in the car?
yeah, like
Maybe
you
like
just want
drive
to
through
go
to.
for a drive because your family's driving you crazy.
Yeah, for real. One of my friends did that. She went to like Lakeshore, and she just left her family and she just went there to get a break because she was just tired of it. That's
Yeah.
pretty nice.
I just hold myself up in my room.
Me too. That's clearly what I'm doing right now.
That's also clearly what I'm doing right now.
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad for the people that don't have their own room or space.
Yeah, that would kind of suck. But honestly, because that's how I've been working for this past month and a half. Like, I'm not sure how long it's been since we've been working at home. Because since we've been home, I don't know what day it is, what date it is. Like, just don't know my days anymore. So I don't know how long it's been. But I work in the living room on the dining table. So as soon as it hits like 11:30 a.m., 12, my whole house is awake and my nephew's running around and everyone's just like, David. And every time I'm on a meeting, they're just like, Homera, Homera, Homera. It's like, bro, I'm on a meeting, so I have to mute the call. That's when like everyone wants to talk to me, is when I'm in the meeting.
Yeah, no, when I'm in a meeting, I close the door so nobody bothers me.
I can't do that. My living room is open. There's no doors.
That's why you just get a random picnic table in the middle of your room.
That's not even the problem. The Wi-Fi connection is weak. Well, apparently it's weak according to the so they actually they sent me a what's that Ethernal cable? They sent one to my
Ethernet.
house on Thursday.
Oh, I have one of those, but I have nowhere to plug it in because the only place that has it is at my TV. I'm just like, I'm not gonna sit in front of the TV and block everyone while I'm working.
Yeah, talking about TV, there's a TV like in the other room right beside me. So my dad, since he's at home, he's been watching TV while I work, and it's like, okay, I put on my headphones and I ignore everyone, but still, you know how it is.
Yeah, I'm actually glad I can work in my room because I literally don't see people anymore, and it's so beautiful.
A true introvert. It's so funny because, like, guys, Crystal participates way too much in the community, so her saying that is really funny.
Hey, it's because of church, literally. That's it. That's why I have to participate. If not, I would stay home and not
You
do
willingly
anything.
offer yourself, okay?
Yeah, of course. Gotta do
So that is
that.
what you're doing. It's a good thing,
Yeah. Back to Mother's Day.
off topic again.
Since we said church, like literally the thing that happens every Mother's Day that I remember the most is every time we give out roses.
Oh my God, I remember 2 years ago in Toronto. I'm thinking it was for Mother's Day. To be honest, I'm not sure. It was like they were giving out roses at random places, and I got it. This guy gave me a rose, and I felt so special. And he's like, "Give it to your mom," and I was like, "Okay."
Oh, that's good.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, that's good though.
Yeah, it was like in a mall. Well, not really a mall. You know how in downtown, the path goes through random buildings, and then some random buildings have like a nice food court area. So it was one of those things. I was taking an elevator down and into the food court, and boom, I got a rose.
Did you actually give it to your mom?
Yeah, because honestly, I wouldn't know what to do with it. To be honest, I don't really like getting bouquets and flowers for myself, like the ones that are chopped off from the bottom, because I'm like, they're gonna die.
Yeah, I don't really like them either.
Yeah, because
My
like it's
mom
for all
really
the
doesn't like them
cookies.
either. So never give them for Mother's Day. But we still get a rose every single year.
It's kind of neat though, but yeah, no, I don't. I'm not into that because I'd rather get a plant that it will
No, plants die.
live. You know what you can do? Go to IKEA and get like those fake plants that look so real and like
Oh
decorate your room.
yeah. No, I
Oh
mean,
my god, take your mom to IKEA, but we can't now, but okay. I take that idea back, but that is a great place to take a mom.
oh yeah, definitely. In the future, that's the
Yeah.
place to go. Get that IKEA breakfast or
Yes.
lunch, and then go out and look at all the things. And let your mom
Oh.
pick whatever she wants to buy.
Yeah. That would be
See,
nice.
it's everything combined together. She gets something that she wants, like a present, and she gets quality time, and she gets food.
That is true. And a drive to go there.
Oh, yeah, and a drive. Literally the best thing.
Yeah, that is a perfect combo. Guys, that's the next year goal. Take your mom to IKEA. Yeah. Right, so we're gonna wrap it up. So guys, follow us on our Instagram. It is a title to be worked on. AT2 as in the number 2B dot podcast. Follow us there, show your love and support, and send us any questions that you guys have.
All right, that's it.
Take care. Bye-bye. So
Bye.
long. Bye, Crystal.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like this is weird. I don't know what to do now.